The Guardian.
Well, it's fairly shocking. What it says is that the target for CO2 levels in the atmosphere that a lot of the big groups that are concerned about global warming are aiming for at the moment, notably the European Union and a lot of big environmental groups, the target they're aiming for, which is 450 parts per million of CO2 in the air, if we stayed at that level for, we don't quite know how long, that in itself would be catastrophic. It would lead to the melting of pretty much all the ice on the globe, and therefore enormous sea level rises of something like, 250 feet, sort of almost unthinkable. Now, he's not saying that this would happen overnight once we hit 450 parts per million, which people expect us to do in 25 or 30 years' time. But what he's saying is that the ambition that the world has to keep CO2 levels to 450 parts per million is in itself completely inadequate to the scale of what the disaster facing the world.
How was his research carried out?
Well, I think that's what makes it quite convincing and will have to be taken seriously even by Hansen's critics, of which it must be said he has several. But what he's done is, in contrast to previous estimates of what the impact of CO2 levels would be on temperature rise, which were done theoretically, they were done through sort of physics models, about hypothetical models of what would happen if CO2 levels went up. What he's done, he's looked at the real history of the Earth using cores taken from the ocean bed, which go back millions of years. And what he found was, rather paradoxically and almost amusingly, were this not so dangerous, that the ice age began, the world glaciated over at precisely 450 parts per million, which is, as I said, the target when the EU and all, people who take global warming seriously, or most of them, are aiming for. So, and he warns that the same could happen in reverse. If we stay at 450 parts per million, then that would be the same CO2 level in which the ice sheets would melt. So it's kind of fairly startling stuff that he's saying, I think.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.